Many of the first to enlist in the First World War ended up in 58th Infantry Battalion. Many miners became overseas engineers or sappers. They took on some of the most dangerous jobs that required long tiring days in the soil. Two Canadian regiments were formed in northern Ontario, the Algonquin Regiment and the Northern Pioneers. The Porcupine Advance from Friday, October 22, 1915, describes the atmosphere on the morning of October 19, 1915, when the men from the Pioneers left for the war. People from all over the area gathered in town as each street poured its quota of interested inhabitants into the stream of humanity, and gathered at the railway station to say their last goodbyes. It was about 11:35 a.m. when the boys marched out of the skating rink and took up their position behind the band, and a few minutes later the officer in charge gave the order to move off, to which the boys responded by stepping out at a brisk gait. Spectators were described. Everyone who possessed a spark of patriotism felt like stepping into the ranks and accompanying the boys on their mission of liberty. Those leaving were given 15 minutes once they reached the train station to say their goodbyes. Some supporters walked through the crowds giving away chocolates, cigars, cigarettes, etc. And these gifts were greatly received. The crowd cheered loudly as the train left the station and the live band played as they rolled out. Each week, the Timmins Museum, National Exhibition Center, provides Timmins Today readers with a glimpse of the city's past. Find out more of what the Timmins Museum has to offer here and read more Remember This? Columns here.